to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, see my favorite host with the most, and we're on Spreading Humor.
Yes,
sir. And I'm with...
What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screen, and welcome to another episode of Spreading Humor.
Hey.
Dango. Hey, what up, it's your boys, Louise Lamazenzela, we're doing it.
Hey, shit. Yes, guys, boy. It's December.
Finally,
this year. First, before I go to what's on your mind, how was your year, Yanda?
Ah, man. There was just a lot of ups and downs, but I'm grateful for, you know, the journey.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I more downs than ups, but you know, it's life.
Retiring. You, Zile?
In terms of what? In terms
Jay, of how was your year?
So there are certain categories, everything was nah. There are certain categories I saw dust, so they were cooking me.
Yeah.
But some things I was dominating, but I would say the most thing that I value the most I have it now is my family and my life. I still have it, so thankful for that. But everything else happened.
People are calling you.
It's Bal.
Same.
Really?
He just called now.
Oh, I'm the only one who didn't get a call. I wonder why.
Girl. Okay, cool. You can come.
Oh, no. Goodbye.
Yeah, also he called me. What do you mean? Is it just come straight? Can someone call?
Are we gonna cut this part
out? Yeah, someone's coming.
No, don't cut it out.
Sharp.
So the guest just called Sima, and our boss just called.
Yeah, also he called me, Bala.
I never got a phone call. Why?
Mara, Yanda, every time you try calling someone, it doesn't work. Ukar unang sim card ka mama. Just to spice things up.
Let's see. We're lying.
And also, I don't. Why do you wear shorts? Because little from which I can come. Why do you wear shorts?
And then a blazer.
It just looks cool. I love the aesthetic.
Wow.
Guys, can I please text the security at my place? I just need to let them know something.
Yo, speaking about security, guys, you won't believe what happened.
What happened?
So yesterday. It's so crazy. So yesterday. Let me not speak about it, but...
You didn't ask about my year.
Yeah, how was your year? Yes. How was your year?
But we're going back to that.
Mm.
This year...
How's the drink?
It's amazing.
Is it?
Wow. Like, it's different from anything I've tasted.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Mashallah.
Hey, I'm Bachila's fan. Okay.
How was your year, man?
Guys, this year dusted me. You see... God used me as one of his strong soldiers this year. He's like, this year, you are a soldier. You are going to go MPini ka 2023. Yo! Guys, this year, putted me, dusted me, guys. Like, I'm fine with this. If they can say, Sima, can you please relive 2023 for 10 billion? Ngiyirayithi nkosi yami. Ngiyirayithi sisan 10 billion yenu. Nithathe, nidleni. This year, I'm fine, thank you.
You know what's crazy? I saw you go through everything. That's the thing. Aww. Like, there was a point whereby, like, and there's a point whereby, like, medium, there's a point whereby, or like, I saw all the ups and downs you're talking about, and it's so crazy.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like I said, as long as we have a life,
as long as I'm still breathing, dog, I'm good. Praise
Thank
God you. For that, man. As long as my family is saphelele, nkosi yami, mama msekhona, baba msekhona, ngiright nami ngisekhona. Amen. My friends are still there. My colleagues are still there.
Your family is still there.
Yeah. Love of my life. Aww. Still there.
Yes.
But yeah, guys. And his family is still safe. Amen. I'm good.
Don't you love love?
I'm good.
I love money, chief.
Anyway, guys, what is on your mind? Hey, Wena, actually, you must go back to that when it comes to what's on your mind. What's on your mind?
Me, it's the racism in South Africa. Guys, our fave.
We still have racism.
Yeah, in 2023, our fave, Sunwalili. Yeah, it's not
fave?
Funny. Oh,
he's my fave.
Oh, okay. No, please.
Asima.
She said our fave. So I'm like, who's fave?
Our
like,
fave except Sima.
Yeah.
Mm. He went on, you guys know those live streaming things that kids do these days. So it was live streaming or whatever.
Why are you laughing?
What?
Why are you laughing?
You are, Yana, I'm always speaking about live streaming. I also do the same thing.
You are a 24-year-old kid.
How?
So when you are a 19-year-old adult.
Thank you very much.
We are down.
So now,
I'm asking about a blazer, guys, so I can't say anything.
Those are for my.
Yeah.
So now he went and did a live stream. So now this white girl and a white boy joined, and then fine now. So Nabila was trying to be like a nice person. Then they ended up calling him a K word. So they're like, oh my gosh, you K word. Then they started laughing about it. So then it started trending.
How did like that come about? Like, what did he say?
He didn't say anything. They were just being racist.
They always do that.
So they just said, hey, you gaffer. Like, for what?
Yeah,
they were just being racist. I think that's how they were raised. No,
that's
it
how
happens.
They do it every time on the lives. I was so surprised.
Really?
That right, guys, they do it to you?
Yeah, but it's like that. You know what? I'm not doing this live to entertain you guys. But to be honest, I'm glad Sonabile. Because now every time I don't cut my lives and post them. You know, he did it in a good and smart way. Mm. And bro, Hans will just query you just because you're black on a live stream. They'll be like, yo. Ding.
What?
Yes.
That is weird. And then what happened?
So then after that, members of the EFAF in Tzaneen went to the boys' school.
Oh, that's what they were striking for. Like, I saw on TikTok, there was like a whole bunch of like EFF people going to school singing.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think what the EFF did is good, though.
It is good. And that's what they stand for.
Exactly. Because now it shows that like we're trying to be progressive as a country and we're moving away from like slurs, racism, etc. So I really appreciate what they did. But it also scares me that like in 2023, we have people that are like so racist on like a public platform.
Mm-hmm. How old are these kids?
I don't know, but they looked young.
They looked
young-ish. Yeah, like teenagers.
Yeah, they looked young, sure.
Okay, damn. Yeah, man, sorry, Sonabili, about that.
No,
sorry.
That's crazy, bro.
That's like, wild.
Like, the internet, people don't know. The internet is not a good place. Have you seen Instagram comments? If guys, you think people are rude, go one day, sit down, scroll on Instagram, on those reels, the comments. Bro, people are keyboard soldiers, warriors, fighters.
You're saying Instagram, TikTok.
TikTok.
Twitter.
Twitter is the devil. It's where you enter in hell. And then TikTok is the demons that are in there. TikTok, guys, people on TikTok are wicked. People on TikTok don't have lives. People on TikTok are so mean. They are so rude.
They wake up and the first thing they do is like...
Yeah.
Hate comments.
And you know that thing, you wake up in the morning, you're in a bad mood, and then you go on TikTok, and then you see Sima's face, or you see Zilla's face, or you see Yanda's face, and you say, SS, these motherfuckers, this one, I'm clean away now. Why don't they fire you? Why don't they?
And it's always, why don't they fire you?
TikTok is horrible. Guys, the internet is just bad, man.
Do you guys reckon that like we're gonna improve or we're gonna be worse?
We're always improving.
No.
I think us.
Oh, as haters.
Yeah, in the internet. Is it going to be like a time whereby people are like, no, who still hates in 2027?
I feel like people won't change when it comes to hate. Because like, as long as jealousy is a thing, hate will always be a thing. Because like, if I see you're doing well, I'm going to start hating on you because I'm jealous. So I feel like it won't change. But also, haters need to know that like, when you hate on someone, you're bringing all that hate back to yourself. If you say, I hope Zile gets fired, you're going to be the one that ends up getting fired. That's what my mom told me. Because people would always say mean things like, oh my gosh, the only reason you're so rich is because of your mom. I hope your mom passes away. And I was like, you get what I'm saying? I'd be like,
gosh. No, genuinely, they said that.
It's true.
What?
And then I tell my mom and she'd be like, no, don't worry. Because like, they're... whatever they're saying, they're putting it out to the universe, and now the universe is going to do bad 10 times to them. I don't know if you guys understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she told me. But stop being so mean, wild. Guys. Guys, stop it.
Like, it's chill. But anyways, it's December.
Artahuing.
Yanda, you're 19.
No, but I'm above the legal. What does
How
this
is
say?
This?
It's so good. It's too good. This says 18 plus. How old am I? 19. So am I allowed to drink it? Yes.
An
so.
Inch.
An inch.
But yeah. Well, for me, what's on my mind? Thanks for asking, Sima.
Oh shit! What's on your mind, Zile?
But yeah, it's my event. I'm doing an event. You know what I'm saying? This year I've been trying stand-up comedy. So now I'm doing an event with SK Original, the one who did Sia Kolisi's picture.
The one who does art.
Yeah.
Those
that one.
Black frames.
Yeah. Okay. He does at last one.
Yeah. I saw that. I think he did Peltusi or something.
Yeah, Peltusi. Yeah, so I'm doing creative. An event with him in Limpopo, whereby it's going to be on the 22th.
Okay.
Of
on the 22th.
On the 22th.
22th of November of December, whereby like we're gonna be painting and sip and paint basically.
Oh.
So for the people who can't paint, he'll be directing them because he's good. Wow. Then after that, you're gonna get like a special show from me. And also, I wanted you to come, Sima.
I am gonna come.
Limpopo, have you been to Limpopo?
Me nage.
When you told me you have plans.
When do you always have plans?
Now you always don't want.
And your plans are just doing your hair, doing your nails, and going to bed.
But you always don't want to land. Bro, we went to Milk and Honey. Sima said, "Hey guys, I like this restaurant." Everyone vied. Remember?
Not Milk and Honey, Tiger's Milk.
Tiger's Milk, sorry.
Oh no, Shane, that day I had to go to work. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But this time?
No.
Okay, you are invited.
Will you come?
When is it? Oh, 22. On the 22nd.
Yeah.
So we're not going to DBN anymore. Ugh, I might as well come because I want to support you.
Yeah, please come.
Let's support black people.
Guys, I'm serious. I'm going to do a poster and again, I can tell you cancer. Unfortunately, in the sense of what...
We are coming, Zileki. We are coming. Yeah.
Are you paying for the transport?
Yes.
Got Rolls Royce.
We are
there.
Rolls Royce.
No, but we can do transport. So me and SK, well, that means you guys are going to be there. You will be basically meeting you like the mantis in real life. So I just want to do something to give back to home. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
Because I feel like those are the people that support me. And that started supporting me basically. Because I remember I once did a meet and greet, gained 20k followers. What about 12
aid? At least they came.
Yeah. And oh no, they were my friends.
Oh. At least they have supportive friends.
No. We're supposed to meet.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, and on a live, the live ahead of 100 people, we are coming. So please, guys, come and check my stories for links so they can get your tickets. Thank
That's
you.
Such a good idea.
Yeah.
That's so profound. Awesome.
Come with your families. Come with your brother. Come with your sneaky link. Come with everyone.
Don't come with your sneaky link. That is going to be so messy.
Why
bro.
Not?
I feel and it's like... going to be paint everywhere.
No.
Like, please.
Also, imagine, I don't want problems. Imagine if your sneaky link took you out. Wouldn't you think, oh my gosh, this is so cute.
Mara, sneaky link.
But still, maybe
you're still aside. You're not the main.
Eli hectic, Elena.
Mara, no, keep running my jitama. But even all these sneaky links are happy, man. But they're looking more to the extreme. Mara, even all these cherry chabon, they're not. Now, what's up, Zile? What's up, bro? Even all these sneaky links, we're trying to talk about the black sleep, man. I'm telling you guys, when they're with hands that are not their hands, Baba the Super Saiyan. Me, I'm telling you guys, you make guys happy, Yanda.
I know, I make everyone happy. What's on your mind?
Okay, guys. So there was this video that I saw yesterday where this lady was like, what is the one thing like that you pronounced wrong that has haunted you the rest of your life? What was your... Like, for me, it was dance and forehead. How do you say dance?
You always say forehead.
Yes, because it's a forehead.
What?
A forehead is not a forehead, it's a forehead. In South Africa, we use British language. We use British English.
Grade 5, Sima.
Uyahlala.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Woman.
In South Africa, we say forehead like...
She ain't care.
Sima, you say forehead?
Yes, and then we say dance and not dance. We say dance.
I don't think anyone says dance.
People say I'm dancing. Zile, say dance.
Dance.
Dance. You say dance. Everyone is not like it's a norm. It just comes out. Oh, I'm dancing. You're not dancing because you're dancing. In America, they say dancing. We say dancing.
So wait. So what word haunted you?
It was forehead and dancing. I was like to my teacher, yo, man, my forehead is sore. She's like, what? My forehead is sore.
Eh.
What is a forehead? This thing. She's like, it's a forehead. No.
No.
My heart just
guys, tell us in the comment section, what word do you pronounce wrong?
Yes, so and it's still haunted. Because me, it's forehead. Because forehead, it's a forehead, guys. Not forehead. Like, horrid, forehead. Not forehead. Haaland. Please, say it right. Also gonna piss me the fuck off. By the way, guys, it's the 1st of December.
Yeah.
And it is World AIDS Day. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys tested for HIV?
Have we ever?
Have you ever?
I've never.
Really?
Yeah.
I have, sure.
Really?
Yeah, so address they used to, I just forgot the association. Address they used to like every, after every 3 months or four, they used to bring people and to be at the courtyard and everyone downstairs comes downstairs and they test.
Mm.
That's crazy.
That's such a good idea though for like schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in public, you know.
Public what?
Whereby you donate blood or when you donate they check. Oh.
Have you donated blood?
Oh. I have.
Yeah.
You are underweight, Yanda.
And then after I became underweight.
What type are you?
Well, what?
What's your blood type?
I don't know.
Did you faint?
Me, no. Hi.
You are underweight. You can't stingy.
Why
am I
underweight?
Even me, I was underweight. I couldn't.
Why am undermine?
Oh, okay. Thick lady.
Yeah. what's your blood type, Sim?
What is that?
Like type C.
And yes, it too.
Marunekas.
Yeah. Agree must know your mine is type C.
Oh, no, no.
What is type C?
Yeah, like, agree, when the blood, it's like, I just
so we keep it root. What is type C and type B?
It's like every blood, some blood match, some blood don't match. So it's a type, what type mama.
Oh,
type
mine probably doesn't match. Well, I ask and I drink too much bitter fruit. Okay, remember first time testing and this was this year.
But it's like, tested for the HIV?
Yes, because I had to do contraceptives, right? Okay. So they test you for HIV and stuff. Okay. So I did that. I was so scared. I was so terrified. Because if it shows scared? Like two lines, then you have HIV. If it's one line, then you don't.
Why were you terrified?
That's I was question. Terrified because it's like, dude, I don't know. Like, it's just a scary feeling.
And thing is, you don't only get HIV from like having sex. It's from like
spit and stuff like that. Or you touch someone's blood, you're helping someone. You know, so I was like, fuck. Like, what if this thing goes double? I would lose weight right now on the spot. I would be so stressed.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I was so scared. But it went well. Like, she was consulting me, that lady. And it's very important to have nurses that are very gentle and nice. And you know, we don't want nurses like that. Like, nurses should be really calm, nice, and actually take your mind off the fact that you are testing for HIV or testing for whatever or pregnancy or whatever. They need to be trained to be nice, I think.
And
I
don't gentle.
Know, but, and gentle. And, you know, that lady, she was so sweet. Like, she was young. Yeah, like, that time I'm looking at that thing, I'm so stressed. She's like, no, give it like a minute or so. Don't worry. Just keep talking to me, you know. Let's keep talking. So she's asking me questions and I'm answering. And look, I'm starting to calm down. Then I can see, get one line. I was calm now. Yeah. And so it was nice.
Well,
it was
nice the same time. But yeah, okay.
I'm laughing because I did.
But yeah, guys, for me, I feel like these are the things that you need to learn every day, because when I started learning in LO, I feel like I started rooted on, because it was also a topic outside, right? What
we're gonna, yeah, we're all gonna giggle and laugh at nonsense.
In his defense, now when we are older, it's happening now. Wangusha, grandma told me, no, ask him on the project. Yo. Have you ever heard that before?
No.
Let's not go there.
Let's go there.
Guys, I remember there was a time where like my period didn't come for like a month. I didn't understand the contraceptive situation, right? Because when you get contraceptives, like your period gets irregular, like you just get, it's either it's too much or it's too little or it doesn't come at all.
Yeah.
Or hey, guys, I was losing my marbles. I didn't know what was going on. And that time, umfana uchamile. And I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do with my life? And I was so stressed until I saw like a spot of blood. I was like, yes, fuck, I was so happy, guys. Like, that thing, look, guys, pregnancy scares are scary. Pregnancy scares are not the one. I'm sorry, bro. Like, I...
I feel like those are one of the fears that us guys will never experience.
Really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah. Like, I know I'm still scared, but I won't reach the level of scared that you are in.
Because she's going to have to go through pain physically.
Yes.
And then let's say you're the dad and you don't want to financially support the child. She's going to have to do all of that on her own.
Stress. Amen. Miscarriages. Guys, hey. Teenage pregnancy, I can't. Like, you see, that one is the one thing that stressed me the most.
But at least you beat it. Yeah. I still need to get there.
I beat it, nigga.
So
yes, Kanisha, I'm still a teenager as now. So
she's still at 19.
So you know what I did? I told my aunt that I want to babysit my two my little sister and my little brother.
Mm.
Guys, I'm gonna smell a banana. After being with them for 3 days, dude, I'm never having kids now. But so even now, as we are shooting, I'm worried over you. The kids are alone. Mm. Because you would tell them, okay, you guys make food, shower. And can't really give that. Whenever I was never taught about the game. So it's that thing of like, your kids are a huge responsibility.
Really?
I stay alone. So yesterday, I'm like, let me buy them juice.
Mm.
Yeah, 5 liters. My fridge within 3 hours. Yeah. I'm like, what?
It's gone.
I'm like, even my snacks last 1 month. The snack jacket last same day. I'm like, what? And now you can't complain because you're the one.
Yeah, you're the one who said the must come. But
you realize, or this guy no papa. This guy can take the photo down. Java, now I'm a child is not a child's play.
Mm-hmm. A child is not a doll, guys.
You get it?
Child is not a child's play.
But I realized, I'm sad.
Ne?
I'm not going to be a present father. I mean, not a present
what?
Father.
Like
a single father.
Oh.
No, a single father. Like, I don't want to raise my kids alone. I realize it's too much on the plate.
It's too much, ne?
But, and also, my wife, I don't want her to be alone because it's too much work for me.
Aww.
You get me? I can't go for another love motivating fan. Okay. You're so sweet, Zile.
And
you, Yanda?
Mina, in.
Teenage pregnancy, what do you think about it?
Guys, prevent any contraceptives. Use protection at all times.
Mm.
Don't do raw. Don't have raw sex.
I feel like there's no excuse.
What's my idea? Oh, speak about sex. What's more? I don't relate. It's educator. But for me, I just realized like another thing is that kids are such a blessing, man. They're
at the right age.
Yeah, at the right time,
and at the right age, you need to like
financially, mentally, emotionally, you have to be ready for kids. Because there's people who are parents who get pregnant and then told to this person is like 28, and they get a kid and they see this kid and they're like, "Fuck, I do not want to be a mother. I don't want this kid," and they can't bring out. There's parents who actually go through that phase. They're like, fuck, what did I do? I don't want this child. I'm not ready for this child. What do I do with myself? And how do we help people like that? What help do they get? How do they overcome that?
Isn't that like postpartum depression or something?
It's something along those lines. But it's like you get a kid and maybe like you just didn't want this kid and it came and you don't believe in abortion and you're just like, fuck, like what do I do? You get this kid and you're like, what do I do with this? I don't want this. Like, how do they get help? What happens?
So,
Guys, a baby is a lot. Oh.
I think you can get like a therapist or like a psychologist. Yeah, to help you like mentally.
Now, what I realized is that like someone told me, I asked them genuinely, they were like, support system. Mm. So a lot of female people around you, if they are supporting you, if they are telling you their experiences. Because most of the things that we go through in life, someone went through, like I always tell you guys. But one person I asked, she was like, yo, once you have a good support system, once your parents support you, once your friends support you, once your extended family support you in the journey that you're in, and also, very important, your man supports you, it makes the stress to be way, way less.
Really?
Yes.
I think also like with my friend, like when she got pregnant, she wouldn't mind if I speak about it. I know. So my friend got pregnant and she had a really strict dad. Like her dad was so strict. Like when she was pregnant, I was so scared for her life. I was like, what the fuck are you going to say to your dad? Like, I didn't know. We only found out on YouTube. And I was like, dog, are we not your friends? But I get scared because after high school, your life changes and whatever, you know. So, like, it was literally after high school. And I was like, dude, what the fuck is this girl going to say to her dad? I was so scared for her life. That's how we're not even speaking. We're not communicating like that. But so her family, like, from the pictures and the videos, that her family was supporting her through it all. That's and I was beautiful. Like, wow.
Yeah, that's what I realized.
Like, people change. Like, parents change. And, you know, and there's kids who get pregnant at a young age and their parents are just, like, cussing them out and telling them to go wherever. Like, yo, guys, you need that support structure. You need that. Because I was even sure. I was like, what? Wait, now, wow.
Not you saying.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I was in the moment. But she's not known like that on social media. Come on. Yeah.
Nah, they'll never find her.
They'll never find her. She's not on Insta. But
What the fuck?
But she's
on
Insta.
On YouTube. So how many kids do you want?
Depending on the pain that I'll feel the first time, it'll depend. But I want 4 kids. And I want 4 boys. I don't want a girl.
Come on, I'm on the YouTube channel.
I want 4 boys.
Same, we're twins.
Twinsies.
I want 6.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, 2 twins.
In this economy.
6. Pofke, we never hear YouTube.
In this economy. In this economy, you want 6 kids.
Leave him.
Yeah, I want 3 Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Yeah. So you're going to mix and match your kids.
Go mix breed and
now. Even mix masala.
Yeah. But you're paragon may be a pit bull. When you go on or Jodi and one.
That's what you're gonna do.
Yeah, go mix breed. Caucasian. Can you go on or gain na lukwa we go where you are so and from one. But I want 6 genuinely. I want my name to be like Pew my Pew.
You wanna grow your legacy?
Yeah, I wanna grow
that my legacy.
What's your surname?
I won't say my surname.
Why?
Is it Mohet or something?
What? Why?
The internet must not know everything, man. Guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm ashamed. But anyway, guys, we have an amazing guest today. Hey, guys. She's running the streets. She has social media like this in her hands. We have the one, the only, Babalonoko.
The sexy way,
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Really?
Babalonoko.
I'm glad you're good. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
You seem so shy though.
Kikawashap.
Yeah, as long as you're grand.
Okay,
yeah.
As long as
I'll be okay.
How are you feeling about the whole podcast thing? This is your first podcast?
No.
Really?
How many did you do so far?
No, it's my second time.
Second time? Yeah. Okay, that's
how many approached after the whole
round? You're a lot.
Really?
Yeah, but my 5.
Damn,
yeah, that's a lot. And you chose us?
And you chose us?
I did.
That girl. Is it because you have a close relationship with Sima or you just like the show on itself?
No, I just prefer this one.
You prefer this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sima,
okay.
1 million subscribers.
You're doing a good job.
But yeah, I want to know about, because I don't know if many people know that you didn't start off as an influencer. You started as a normal person. I want to know how is it like from, I wanted to say when you were young. Well, from grade 9 to grade 8 and grade 10. How was it like? What did you ever think you were going to be an influencer before?
Nah.
Is it?
Nah.
So how did you come out?
Nah, like no post and just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I started getting a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a specific thing that was like, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What was it?
Pictures.
Okay.
Like selfies.
You're pretty like
selfies. Or like content, yeah.
Okay. It's understandable because she's flipping gorgeous.
So when when you blew up, did people at school treat you differently? Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yo, they do. Like I was on Instagram.
I did any jaha.
Yeah, I did fancy jaha. Nah, usaira so ilunji.
Yeah.
out of the blue.
Yeah, they would start something.
Just nah, they were probably jealous of you. They were jealous of you.
So, like, speaking of that, I would see, like, videos of you, like, on TikTok. I remember when I started, like my For You page started flooding with all your videos. You were like complain. You'd come back after school and you'd be complaining, saying, "Oh, these girls, they don't like me for whatever reason. They don't like me and stuff like." And you just start ranting and start like speaking, like doing story times and like saying, "Oh my gosh, okay, what's happening today. This is what happened today." So people wanted to follow up about that. So I want to ask you, how did you overcome the whole bullying thing? And I want to ask, was it partially the reason why you left school? If you did leave school?
No, I'm still in. I do online.
Okay.
You do online?
Yeah, okay, in online good. School.
What's the difference between online and doing it at school? And also, which one is much fun and difficult?
Which one is more fun?
Yeah.
Normal school is fun. It's not the right place for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially in this situation, it's not the right place for me. Yeah.
I think also the environment. That
It's like it's bad. Mm. It's bad. Yeah.
I see you came this side now. Were you not staying in Mokopane? I remember. Hale.
Like to Mokopane. I moved like 3 months ago.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
You with family.
So, yeah, with my family.
Okay.
So all these videos taken for Nancha, how did it under 3 months?
No, I can make it a little more kick at weekends, like almost every Friday, because more get a photo shoot, whatever.
Oh.
Rent. Yeah, so I was coming the side every Friday. Yeah, weekends, so I was the side.
You live in Johannesburg now?
Nah, Pretoria. Oh.
Okay. Did they pay for your accommodations and stuff like that? The brands that were bringing you the side every weekend?
No.
So where were you living? And friends?
Nah.
You literally travel. Sorry?
My granny's house.
Oh.
In Pelly.
Okay.
Yeah, I stay in Pelly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pelly is where?
Atreshville. Pitoria West.
Sunny West, ne?
Yeah.
Oh, Wanako West.
Wanapitoria.
So how many siblings are you guys going?
We are three.
We're gonna wanna matter more with our
Middle.
Middle.
Yeah, we're all girls.
Oh.
Yeah.
So how old is your oldest?
Your oldest.
23.
Okay. No. The youngest?
She's turning 7.
Oh, in she's December. A baby. Yeah.
Only more 7. Jeez.
Yeah.
But the gap is like nice.
You. It's okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's very nice.
But I'm not 7.
Nah, they're just like me. Yo, 7, I want that gap. It's so nice.
It's a dope gap. Like you take a break from, okay.
So do you get special treatment going just because you're not the follower? And how's it?
Hey. There's no such thing as influencer followers. They don't care about that. My mom. Mm.
Does your mom have social media?
She does, but she's not active.
Oh, does she see the things, or does she hear from friends?
From friends. Stuff?
Oh, friends, nah.
Yeah.
Oh.
How does she take it?
She goes,
it's the same space.
How does she take it? Is it
it's bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you make her understand at least? Or
make her understand, Joan. It's already out there. There's no need to explain. You explain, but it's already out there.
So she's not lenient on you because you basically bring money home in a way.
Bring money home?
Do you bring money? Do you make money?
I make money, but I don't bring money home. For what? Oh. My family is stable.
Oh. Mm. That's dope.
Yes. My family is stable. Yeah, they don't need shit from me.
No, because thing is, they always see on social media. Hold
I saw maybe her mom is struggling. Maybe their dad. Guys,
my family. Do you have both parents in your life?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And what does the dad say?
My dad?
Yeah.
My dad is not on social media.
So, but of course he knows.
He's not on social media.
Did he have the talk with you? How, was it triggered by social media? Or was it the thing of he had the talk with you initially?
Initially. It was bad, hey?
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm curious, You mentioned that you have a little sister. What would you tell your little sister if she did the same thing that you are doing right now?
Mm-hmm. The wrong things that I'm doing.
Even good and bad, it's fine.
Even social media wise.
Social media wise. personally, I wouldn't want her to be a social media figure. Yeah, I don't want her to go through the things I went through. Yeah. They're bad. Like, they're bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So going back to the bullying at school, how did you deal with that?
Last year, right? Yeah. I was taking pills, the anxiety pills.
You okay?
Yeah. And then it was bad, bro. Like,
I'm scared.
Oh.
Don't know why.
But then I healed, so it's fine. We can talk about it. Yeah.
But last year, I was not able to heal. But yeah, there's a question I want to ask you then. Because I see you're a social media person. Of course, you meet a lot of creators. Tell me, who's your favorite social media person?
Social media person?
Yeah. It can be a YouTuber, TikTok, Instagram.
Actually, all three.
Let me do three, ne?
Yes, yeah, all three, platforms. Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Yes.
Who are your favorites?
Instagram, myself. Myself.
I get that.
YouTube, Ghost TV,
TikTok.
No. I'm not a fan of TikTok. So.
Really?
Yeah, because TikTok.
I'm not. Hey, TikTok.
Yeah, no, TikTok is toxic.
TikTok is toxic. Sima so nice. Always
complains about it.
Yeah, yeah, yo, TikTok guy.
Yeah. Do you have a TikTok account?
I do. They always ban it. Always.
Why?
Why?
They report it.
Can you post it in Maratan?
Oh, they. Tando.
Tando.
I want to ask. You know why I said Tando? I wanted to say. I thought you were going to mention Tando because you are always with her. And she's a TikTok person, also an Instagram person. So I thought you were going to mention her in the mix somewhere. So aren't you guys friends like that or wagwan with that relationship?
Aye. Nah, let's skip that question.
I think you can also like be friends with someone, but they're not your favorite.
Yeah, not friend, like
Instagram person or favorite.
I don't want to say a lot.
It's like asking you, why is Ghost to be not your favorite YouTuber? Do you understand what I'm saying?
But he can be my favorite because
I understand that. But he, like, you guys are cool. Like, you guys are friends. You're buds. Yeah. But he's not the one person that you can search for every time when you go home. You're like, yo, I'm bored. Let me watch Ghost Crew. Yo, it's this. Let me, like, he's not your favorite, but you fuck with his content.
Yeah, I get.
Do you understand?
I get that.
Yeah, but then we good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we friends. Like, yeah, we good.
Okay. So, speaking of Tando, there was a situation that happened, and apparently she went live. Not even apparently, she went live.
Yeah.
When you were in the bedroom with someone and you guys were busy, and she was basically showing, oh my gosh, she's like, oh my gosh, Babalo is in that room and she's making a noise and I'm trying to sleep.
Did she say Babalo?
No, she just said we knew who it was because she mentioned who it was.
The reason people assume that is because it was the night after propaganda, I think.
Even besides that, like,
and also because we booked for the weekend together.
Yes, you guys. Yeah. Every time she would go live, you are there. Every time you would go live,
yeah,
she,
she's there.
Yeah,
and the comments were also saying
Pavalo, Pavalo, Pavalo.
So I want to ask you: do you have do you believe in your heart that you have
friends.
Real friends
yeah. after that?
Even Jay on social media, do you believe that you have real friends?
Nah, especially after that.
Mm.
Was it you? Because we didn't confirm that.
It's okay,
I think it was confirmed.
No, honestly, because I'm like, because sometimes people will sabotage you. Because now I know everyone knows that I'm with Sima. Then I record something just to like put you under the bus.
Okay. I want to be like brutally honest.
Mm.
Yes, it was me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was me. And
that's okay.
Ah,
it's okay. It's normal. It's normal to have sexual intercourse, and it's okay to have sexual intercourse.
And also, I don't think but we were it's that not okay. loud for
yes,
her to take,
for her to take a, to like live. To go live yeah. and say, "Oh, my friend is so loud in the bedroom." That is wrong. I like Tando. She's really cool, but what she did to you was not cool.
But then, yeah, we spoke about it.
You guys are okay now.
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay. Do you still believe that you're gonna carry on the friendship with her after that? Or are you going to keep your distance?
I do.
You,
I believe
you,
in us. But
okay.
Like, every time something happens, you get it.
Do you think you're a forgiving person?
Yeah. She seems very forgiving. She's giving.
I
she's
am. Giving like, giving, yo. Hey? Thing is, I believe in our friendship in a way.
Mm.
And. Ish.
And if we're being honest, it does make sense for Babalo to be with Tando. Like, yeah, you guys are cool together, man.
Yeah, they're perfect dude.
Yeah,
I feel like social media makes us fight. Social media is the problem.
It makes you guys fight?
Yeah, it does.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. But I feel like that's the problem.
Chilling with you, it gives me like you're the type of person to say I love you first before the other person says I love you. I won't lie to you.
Kijualo,
yeah.
Yo, I'm a loving person, forgiving person. Like, yeah, that's how I am.
You from Mokopane, ne?
Hey.
Let me give you a reality check. This is Joe's.
Okay.
Just remember this. This is Joe's.
Mm. And you need to understand that there's people who are going to play on your head because you are so forgiving.
Yes.
And there's people who are going to take advantage of that. You need to understand that.
Yo, thing is, yo, Tando, I love her so much. Hey? But it's fine.
And that's okay love someone. It's okay to love someone.
I feel like I want to give us chances until I say, okay, nah, dude, just let her go. Live it.
And your heart in that process?
Hi, and that's.
So heal as Zuluin. You're going to heal in heaven.
I think Yanda has a question. I wonder the way I'm going.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Ask
so I have a question.
What are you so
you know, because I want to know.
I want to know. So recently you did a YouTube video with Ghost Lubine.
Uh-huh.
And then you mentioned that kissing Zonzo was paid promotion. So now my question is, how did that affect your relationship with your current boyfriend?
We spoke about it.
Yeah.
But then things are bad.
Mm.
Yeah, things are bad. Hey, he's not having it. I can't lie. He's not having it.
Understandable. Nah. So now, why did you do the whole paid promo thing? Was it for clout, for money, or what happened?
Not for clout.
Okay, yeah.
Mm. But for money. I was getting paid for that.
You got paid to kiss him?
Yes.
He paid you to kiss him?
Yes.
Kiss an elephant?
Yes.
Was it just to, like, he gave you money to just kiss him?
Nah, like, we had an agreement.
Or was it, like, to shake the internet?
To shake the internet for him so that he can grow followers.
Did that benefit you in any way?
Nah. I flopped big time.
Do you regret it?
I do.
Did he get the followers that he wanted?
Yeah, he gained, like, 15K followers. Ooh, yeah.
So you're huge, right?
Yeah, he was on like 60K. No, look, I know.
70 something.
Yeah.
No, let me check.
What?
If he hasn't blocked me.
He gained like 15K in like a week.
Zonzo.
But what I realized with you.
Tendo.
Oh, he's on 76. Follow back, but he said he's going to deal with me later.
And what did you do? You did something, Sima. Sima also.
No! I didn't do anything. I spoke about the situation, the ritual thing, remember?
Yeah.
And he said that this one I'm going to deal with her later. Sorry,
so I want to say something about that. Sign DM'd him. Not even DM, texted him on some, tell me when you're ready to fish scene. Sorry, Marai. I'm going to say it fail.
Ah!
How?
Hey, man.
That's
what shame. Police are on speed dial for you. Yeah. Try me.
Fast.
Try me. Just
what about the whole situation? What made you feel like regretful? Is regretful even a word? Whatever the word is, what made you feel regretful the most about the whole situation?
Disappointing my parents.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, that was number one. Like, I feel so bad. Even now, like,
have they forgiven you?
Yes,
really.
But obviously, basakwati le. It's not a good thing. Nah, it's not a good thing.
How old are your parents?
Nah, I don't think. Nah.
You can
say,
in their 40s.
Okay,
in their
my mom.
Early
40s? Early
40s.
Yes. And also my dad.
Oh.
Okay.
And then he is what? In his 30s?
Who?
Can I get How old is Zonzo?
Zonzo is 32.
Okay.
Yes.
And you are 16?
Hey, my sister.
We're not judging you.
We're not judging
you. We're really not
judging
you. Hey.
I'm looking at the older one with the side
Mistakes do happen, especially when you're young. Mm. You should be...
I feel like it happened first. I didn't even have time to think about it.
Yeah.
You get it. It was a thing of, oh, man, cool, let's do it. And I can't even look up okay, what's going to happen?
Because you're young,
how people going to take it?
But my chat is, don't you have like talks, man? Like, when I say talks, like, you see now, if I want to make a decision, I'm going to ask my boys, yo, Oaks, I want to do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. They will tell me,
I
would never do something just to do so, especially when it's internet-based. So I want to know, do you talk to someone when you do such huge decisions? Such
you know what's the problem with me? I'm stubborn. Mm. And I can't go wrong or ring. I do me. And I'm going to fast. Whatever that comes to my mind, I do it.
So
that's the problem with me.
Make impulsive decisions.
I just do.
And then you think after
like, shit, what is that?
But okay.
When it's too late, even.
Yeah, but don't you think or that's something you need to fix on yourself?
I do. I am working on it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, by like talking to friends or talking to your mom.
Oh, your older sister even.
Yeah, yes. I talk to my family. Friends, no.
Shut up. I want to know so much Jesus. More of a like a family fan.
Nah, I don't vent to my friends.
Yeah. And I has another question. Okay, when I do last one, when you go with your question,
are you attracted to older men though? It's a safe space.
You're not gonna judge. I am. I don't know why.
Really?
I am.
So you and don't it's know. Normal. It's okay.
No, it's
not. No. It's normal to be attracted to older men, but not to date them and be with them.
Okay, I hear you.
Yes,
I
see now. Be attracted to like someone on TV and you're like, oh, this guy's hot. You know, like, you know, it's okay to be attracted to them, but not to be with them.
Okay.
That is not okay.
You might have a valid point.
Yeah, like having a crush on someone is like, oh my God, Mushelona. That time is like 45. You know, like.
Thing is, now I date them.
You date them?
That is the problem.
That's the problem.
When did you start this thing? Like, who was the first, like, how did you start?
Hey.
Did it start with like an actor or
like someone we know?
Like an influencer?
No, I started with Buster.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it all started.
How old were you then?
15.
How old is he?
Can I get one?
You don't want to say?
30.
Okay. He's 30.
Yeah, he's 30.
He was 30.
He's literally half his age.
He's not like, ish. Ish. Oh.
Did he make it seem like it was okay for you guys to date even though you're young?
It seemed like it. Like it was a normal thing you get. Yeah, it was like a...
Ugh, man, it's whatever.
Would you like, if you had a chance, would you change everything?
My past?
Yeah, the way you did it. And like starting from the beginning.
Yes.
Or there are certain things that you're like, you know what? I know it's bad, but I like this.
Some of them, yeah.
Some of them you like?
Yeah.
Mm. E.g.?
Example.
Hey, example. Tell me what you like.
Why?
No. That thing of like, you know that thing, let's say, now I'd complain about my ex. Oh, yeah. No, why ex? What? I'm bored. But I'll say, hey, Mariana, we're going to wap in. Type beat. I don't think, even if you hate someone, you'll hate 100%.
Mm.
Because at the end of the day, you actually like them. At some point.
That's true.
My question is, do you know what attracts you to older men?
That's a tough one. I don't know, man. I'm just into them. I don't know. It's not even about money.
Okay.
People think it's about money. It's not I don't need their money.
Yes,
I am. Family-wise, social media-wise.
My question to you is, do you believe that the men that approach you are predators? Or they just see a pretty girl and they're like, I'm shot.
Obviously, in my mind, it's like that. And then in your mind, you know what's going on. And I don't know.
Whose mind? The guy's mind?
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows what he's
doing. He knows what he wants.
And in my mind, yeah, one rata vele.
So do you think that all these men actually love you or they just want to use you or what?
No, not all of them. There are some men like, you can feel the energy, man. Yeah.
Okay, would you go to a wedding, you know, or like the person is 40 years old, would you have everything right? Let's say, we don't even know.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying social media out now.
Okay.
Then why ing?
So would you go to a white wedding with that 40-year-old man?
As your partner.
As your partner.
At your partner. Age. Mm-hmm. At my age.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't do those things in the streets.
In public.
Okay. Yeah, you will never see me. Never. You will never.
No, that's why I excluded social media. I'm like, let's say You'd never do it?
Nah, I wouldn't.
But dating only.
I can't even go to the mall with them. Nah, it's embarrassing.
So all these old men that you date them in private?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
She just said it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. And now I can't deal with it.
So you know it's wrong? Or...
I know it's wrong, but what can I do?
Because you...
And also I do date like young boys.
Really?
Yeah.
How young is the youngest?
What's the youngest?
My current boyfriend.
How old is he?
We won't judge.
23.
Okay. Oh, okay. The highest you want?
The highest? Legon judge.
We're like a big happy family.
We're gonna get 100 views.
Legon judge.
No.
He turned 40 this year.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he's famous, Marae. Let me keep quiet.
Yeah, no way. Don't say his name because you're gonna get sued.
Yeah.
Wait. So you dated someone your parents' age, basically? Because you said your parents are in the early 40s.
Thing is, I'm not good with maths. I'm gonna tell you.
Hey, yeah.
But anyways, what I wanna know, ne?
So,
I'm sorry, but I do want to tell you that, like I said the last time,
yeah,
we are very concerned, and I'm literally coming from a big sister's point of view.
You are my little sister.
I'm literally coming from like a big sister's point of view. You understand? I'm concerned. And I hear stories where there's men who go to varsities, take girls, babs them, and they get sick. They have HIV. They don't want to babs them with condoms. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that because, you understand? And they get HIV because of these old men. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It can happen with anyone. Even young gents, they can do that to you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's always these old men who are predators, and they go after young kids and they groom you and they make you think that it's right to be with them. That time they are 35 or they are 32. In my mind, I don't want to lie to you, it is sick.
It is, but...
And then I understand, I understand that you are attracted to them. It's okay to be attracted to them, but I
can't
feel
help
like
myself even.
I'm at that point. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not condoning what she's doing. I'm not saying go, Baba, look, go. Mm. But I'm saying the heart wants what it wants. But I believe that your heart doesn't want that. You are just. It's normalized in your mind.
You think so, eh?
They've drilled it into your head. It's normal, which is it's not, Baba. It's really.
We don't
not.
Want you to be like 30 years old and you look back and you're like, why did I do all these things? You know what I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I should think of that.
You don't want to look back and be like.
Because as a child, you should be a child and have fun.
Yeah.
You know? I have fun and I'm a child.
But not that type of fun. Like, there's still other fans that you can have.
Like, guys,
the
person you see on social media is not the bye. You get.
I think we're witnessing that now.
Yes.
You're very calm.
Like, when I look bye on social media, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. So, in general.
So tell me, what advice would you give someone who's 16 right now, watching the podcast, and wants to be like you? What advice would you give them?
Want to be like me?
Like, let's say someone is like, yo, I want to be like Zillow.
Like, I'm inspired.
Yes, yeah, like type thing.
I wouldn't say they should do the things I do.
Okay.
Like, the bad things. Yeah, they should just get like, yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like if we don't, like, say our word right now, 5 years, 6 years to come, you're going to look at this podcast and now, let's say we don't, Sima doesn't give you that advice, Yanda doesn't give you that advice, you're going to hate us because we were not honest with you. In all honesty, I'm telling you right now, Ore, there's still time to like regroup and just check your bucket and check your cards right. Or am I going to be happy with this? And take into consideration the fact that you can't take these people to the mall. Why? If you can't do it in public, don't do it.
In private.
You understand?
I mean,
that's why I said I can't even help myself. Like, I don't know what to do.
And the sad thing is that you don't want to be in public with these people, but you have to get paid to go public with these people on social media.
Then nah, that happened once. And for
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
You can't hold this person at the mall. It's because it's going to look like Papa Lingwana. You understand what I'm saying? And on social media, they have to give you money in order to be public with you.
Is that not bribing you? Is that not grooming you? Is that not money? Is that not, I'm sorry, he can come for me and deal with me later. I don't give a fuck, bro. But all I'm saying is it's wrong and it's not okay. And honestly speaking,
yeah, I get you.
I call right.
Yeah, I should want to think of it like I.
And I want to go to, now I want to go to the next part. Let's leave these old men alone. I want to go to the next part. Bandile. You seem very happy with him. Social media is a liar. You know. I want to ask you, how did that start? Like, how was that? Was it clout? Was it just, oh man, I really like this guy. I really like this girl. Let's do it. Let's date. How did it
start? Okay. It was like a, okay, he wanted to be like sneaky links. Yeah.
Oh, so he was with someone or you were with someone?
Nah, I wasn't dating.
Oh, he was dating.
I don't know.
Oh, you just wanted to be sneaky links and you just wanted to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get. I bet. I was like, nah, I'm sorry. It's either we're dating or.
Oh, okay.
Nothing. You get sharp. And then we started dating and then. Okay, personally, I wouldn't say it was for clout.
Mm-hmm.
But how I say it now, I feel like he was using me for clout.
Okay.
Mm.
And that's how everyone sees it. And that's true. You get? Yeah, because like everything in your content.
Everything.
I'm not saying what is wrong, Vele. You take content, matter like everything in your content.
Babalo just woke up, content. Babalo Robich, content.
Not like that.
So, like I just got you flowers, content. Take content with that.
Like, wait to be right, I feel like they use. Hey!
No, no, Scar, what can say space? Okay. 100 views.
I feel like they use like a couple pictures to actually like gain clout.
Who's they? When you say they.
Okay, Bandile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because now everyone is... Okay. Hey.
It's a safe space.
No, it's a safe
space. It's a safe space.
You see every episode.
It's family vibes. So on the couch, there's no cameras. There's nothing.
16 later.
But then, yeah. I feel like, yeah, they're using couple content for clout.
Does it work?
I keep hearing you say
does it
they.
Work? Yes.
I keep hearing you say they.
In general,
in general.
Yes.
In general.
Obatu.
Okay.
Yeah. Forex boys, Obatu.
I think she is part of that squad. She does not want to.
Yes.
We are now we're Forex.
No, I'm part of RCG. Like, I'm promoting.
So what's promoting? RCG,
like, Forex market? Something like that. Yes. You should check it out.
We have to bring them actually on the show.
Nah. The broker, wait. Do you know how to trade though?
The green circle. The royal circle.
Not yet.
The royal circle.
RCG, wait.
But yeah, so allegedly, guys, please understand the word allegedly. If you don't understand it, please don't take offense to it. Google it and check what it means.
Before you come
allegedly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Allegedly.
Yes.
You were getting abused by Bandile. You said I can be explicit. You said, okay, thank you.
I did.
Just needed to, okay.
Can I ask quickly, sorry, was it physical, verbal, mental, what type of abuse?
All emotionally, physically.
Okay, how did that start? Which one did it start with? What happened?
Hey, when did it start? Like, he has anger issues.
Okay.
Controlling. So, like, he didn't want me to go out. Yeah, type shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So, that's how it all started for him to be, like, physical.
Okay. So, he was physical because he didn't want you to go out.
Yeah. I even missed, like, my gigs.
Really?
Yeah. Two gigs that day.
Did he reimburse you for those gigs?
Did he give you money to go pay those gigs?
Guys, wait.
So you had to take out your own money.
Yes, I had to refund.
Them, the person who booked you.
Yeah. I had to refund with my own money. He beat me up that same day in the morning before I had to go to the gig.
He didn't want you to go.
Yeah, even later on the same day, Hatfield. In front of everyone.
In front of everyone. And no one's who is everyone? The like just people, random people or his friends?
His friends were there, random people were there.
And they did nothing.
They only helped after.
After what? After you've been slapped, kicked,
like,
beaten?
I feel like one more time. Thing is, I don't wanna give them a bad name.
But don't.
Yeah.
But don't be afraid to speak.
Yeah. Kana King, Ekai, were at Ekaya. The security, they were there watching. Literally. Balibelet.
Yo. So why do you think they did nothing?
I don't know. What is it then? Same day earlier on, his friends were there. Okay, they helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, they helped.
What would you have liked them to do better instead of just watching?
Help.
Nah.
Yeah, help me.
Yeah.
Mm. Or just like, bandile, help. Do something.
So they were just screaming his name.
Yeah, like bandile. Yeah, and then like they came up to help. But then,
why do you think they're scared of him? Is it money? What is it?
They all have money, bro.
So what could it be then?
I don't know, so.
I don't know.
I've realized what she's saying is like,
I'm so annoyed, bro.
No, it's so scary even, or like, these things can happen. And remember...
But then to show what a vele, he's abusive, on the Clubis video, he was like, he's so shy to you.
I saw it. No, I said, I remember.
Now you were even like, come slap me.
Oh, yeah, I remember saying,
do it. He was like, he's like shy, and then he regretted after. Because he realized that there was a camera.
Yes, and I remember saying to him, I don't know what we were going back and forth about. I was like, Tim Dog, you better stop beating that baby hand. Because I thought you guys were still together. I didn't know that the hand was there. I'm like, because I thought you guys were still together. Yeah. I was like, Dog, you better stop hitting that child. You better stop beating that girl up. Fuck that shit. And he was like, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. He was literally apologetic. Yeah. And I was like, okay, it's fine. He's apologizing, which is cool. And we had a whole altercation. I don't know what is happening. And I'm like, Ngisha, beat me, do it.
Beat me.
And I remember, when you say, Utingsha, I remember saying that. Ciao. Yeah, Utint, I mean.
Hey, he's crazy.
Did you extend things like after that, like, let's say a gig there, did you extend it like, and take it to like, which I'm a producer, or maybe like cry to tell your dad to be like, oh, this guy is petty and everything.
I'm not that open. Like, I was embarrassed. Like, go feel like a rain.
No, but no. You can't be embarrassed.
You can't be embarrassed.
Like, I was embarrassed. Hey, no, not even that. Like, go to my car, remove that. Mama, boyfriend, petty. Boyfriend. Over take a boyfriend.
They didn't know that you were dating?
They knew. They knew about me and about you. Yeah, they knew. They saw this thing on social media.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was scared. I was scared to tell
And how did they take it?
Oh, they were mad. My dad.
They were mad at
exactly.
Me.
How did they know? How did they know?
At him.
Okay. Mm.
How did they know?
Social media.
Oh, but to report it or
and then
You see now that you have a protective and supportive dad. So next time this is a lesson to know.
Yeah,
if anyone lays a hand on you, tell him. See what happens. No one in your life is going to shy you. I'm telling you.
Speaking of shy, recently.
Sam Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was that whole video of Cyan forcing you to
apologize.
Yeah. And allegedly you got slapped.
Yeah, because I didn't want to take the video.
What was that all about?
She slapped you?
Yeah, she did.
No.
But not on camera.
It's weird thing, ne? It was already to me, how we met, even. How we met, it was a setup. We're like, we're gonna do hand-to-hand delivery for shoes. King,
with which
Footnaz.
Store?
Footnaz. Yeah. Apparently, Bryson. Yep.
Bryson is the brother.
Yeah.
Okay,
sharp. We're like, okay, let's meet Go Headfield, sharp. Come to Pablo. Pablo, that side it's empty. Sharp, I went there. When I got there, Cyan.
Who are you with?
I was with my friends.
Oh, how many friends?
Two.
Okay.
Was she alone?
Yeah, and then but one nabakle bona kana ba checka coast. Na ga ba bona. Ke ba bone ba tsena ka koloing
patsa. Oh, ba checka coast.
Yeah,
there's no one passing.
Yeah, what is going on? And yeah. She got there, she was like, yeah, no rain. Why did you post that video? I'm like, what is it about the video? Because everyone posted the video.
What video was it?
Her DJing shit.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was laughing. Like, you can't DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was trending. And then she was like, because you are known. I'm like, hey, bro, because I'm known. And then, yeah, she was like, and like, why not have second zones? Then I was like, oh, okay, so this is not about the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Zonzo.
She wants him?
They were dating.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yo.
So it's about Zonzo, the whole thing.
So when did she slap you? That's what
She said, she was like, I'm going to take a video. You're going to say everything that I tell you to do.
Okay.
And I'm like, ah, never.
Yeah.
Mm. And she slapped me. I looked at my friend. I'm like, what should I do? They're like, just do it. And then we go open a case.
Mm.
Yeah, and then I shot it.
That's assault.
Yeah.
Did you open a case?
I did.
How far is it now?
We're still busy with it.
Mm.
We're still busy with it.
My question is, what pushed her to that? Why did she come ambush you? What happened?
Because of the video.
Oh, the one where you posted Hurri, yeah. She can't DJ.
But personally, I don't think it's about the video.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's
you about... You believe it's about the man?
Yes, the man.
Yeah.
Like, it's clear. Like, what were it? Like, why have you said Zonzo? Why?
Okay, inge na.
Yeah, and also because naba chola, naba sirasi. So,
oh.
Yeah, so I think we'll...
Yeah.
Well, suppose Zonzo.
You're a baby, dude. And she's like grown. She's a grown woman.
And 10
like,
times bigger than her, dog. She's yo, so small. She would actually tumpa her, dog.
How? That's why I was scared. Like, yo, imagine that rugby player body on me. Yo, that's why I was scared.
Oh, so I hope everything the case. Because assault is not a good thing. Hey, like, it doesn't matter who you are, how famous you are. Like, doesn't matter how much influence you have, how much power you have. Assaulting someone isn't cool. Like,
thing is, with Cyan... Uh-huh.
Don't take her to Madrid police station. They know her too well there.
With Cyan, like, it was hard. Because, apparently, one of little connections and whatsoever.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Don't go to Madrid police station.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck, Sana. I wanted to ask. So, last week... We spoke about how clouds can become so addictive. You end up doing crazy things just to trend. My question is, what's the craziest thing that you've ever done just to trend?
Just to trend?
Yeah, except the kissing thing.
Nothing. Me, I don't just trend intentionally. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
You'd be living your life, ne? Like, you'd be just doing, like, your own thing.
Yeah. And then I trained.
Okay.
I don't do it intentionally.
Damn, bro. My question to you is, what do you think about social media friends?
I think they should just stay on social media.
Okay.
Yeah. Work basis fail.
Okay.
Yeah, because hey, social media friends.
They are not.
Yo. They're not real.
Mm.
Yeah. Uh-uh.
Why do you think they're not real?
Yo.
You've experienced a lot, ne?
Yeah, a lot. A lot.
Yeah. So, now tell me, ne? What's one thing that you feel like you're going to change from after this podcast? That now that you spoke with us, you revealed everything. What's one thing that you want people to remember you as?
Ooh, nice question.
As?
Yeah, like now, you want what's the message you want to tell all the people right now? Or guys, me, my name is Babalo Nuko, and I'm like this, and I'm like this, and I'm like this. One question. So like, for example, let me do an example. Ne? You, my name is Zilowizi, and I'm a comedian, YouTuber, and I'm also a podcaster. So I just want to tell you guys that if you want to be a podcaster, make sure that you follow your dreams and what. That's what I would say. I want people to know me. Like,
I don't know what to say. I can't lie.
You're basically just living your life. What I'm hearing right now, you are not even trying.
She's literally just living and floating through air.
Yeah, just like I'm just
she's not me.
Yeah. And that's a 24-year-old question.
I agree.
But no, on a serious note, man, I feel like you should, it's like rebranding. You can't be remembered as when you're no longer a soul. I feel like there's something that you want to give out. Besides all the drama, when the dust is settled, what are you giving us? You must also show
a better that. Me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to improve a lot. I'm working on myself, as I said. Yeah, believe me, you're going
to
see.
After speaking to us, do you like see all the men different, like as pedophiles now, or do you still see them like the same?
I don't want to rush myself.
Okay.
I want to like take things slowly.
Okay.
Think yeah. about it.
Think about okay, it.
Cool. Yeah.
Actually know what I want in life. What's the way forward? Okay. You get
all the best, hey?
Thank you so much.
This was so nice. It was so wholesome.
Man, this was dope, man. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for opening up. This was a very... episode.
Family chat.
Yeah, I know.
Roller coaster.
Amen. But thank you so much for watching, guys. Please do like, comment, share, and subscribe. And keep on supporting us, guys.
We love you. We love you.
Oh!